Now, after a few weeks hold up, we are finally getting this final round fixture, round six fixture to be exact, in the Ladies National Football League with an awful lot on the line. Galway against Waterford Trolls in at Duggan Park, Ballinasloe, next Sunday at 2 o'clock. Delighted to be joined by the Galway manager, Daniel Moynihan. Daniel, first, thanks a million again for joining us here on Galway Bay FM.
Sure, Darren, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Daniel, it's a conversation. I feel we've talked about this game already, but so much has gone on behind the scenes. But you must be relieved, and your players especially must be relieved that, at least for the moment anyway, we have green light and we're good to go.
Yeah, exactly. I suppose it's been a frustrating couple of weeks in relation to this fixture and getting it out there and getting it out onto the football field. So, as a group, players and management, we're very happy that this is set now in stone, and the game is going to be going ahead this Sunday.
Yeah, and I won't harbour on the ins and outs, but I suppose all the uncertainty. We spoke before the Kerry match there too as well, and sure, we were talking about only knowing the Sunday morning, and then it had been set, had been off again. But ideally, not in league final day, but at least it's there. And I suppose for Galway and Waterford, Daniel, this is a league final.
Yeah, essentially, it's win or bust for both teams. We know what the card is there in front of us, and they're the same way. So, you could call it a league final. You could call it nearly a championship game as well. In that, both teams are going to go firing. It's not a case of anyone holding out for a draw or trying to keep score lines down or anything like that. It's a win that's required for both teams, and it should be a good prospect for the neutral and for everybody to come to Duggan Park and see the game.
Yeah, I have a funny feeling it will be just ex as exciting as anything that we do see up in Croke Park. But as you said there too, it's pretty much winner stays in Division One, loser drops to Division Two. I'm not even going to go into draws, Daniel, because the LGFA sometimes have a complicated system regards what the score is to separate the. We focus on winning the job, and that's exactly what you and your team will be looking at.
Yeah, exactly. That's the aim, quite simply. We're going to go out on Sunday to do our best to win the game and come away without any doubt in relation to our status and staying in Division One. That's the aim, and that's what we're going to do.
Before we go back and talk about Waterford, you've played the game since the trip down to Kerry. Disappointing with the result, the two goals ultimately proving the difference. But again, the chance for a few other players to get game time in them, a few new players back in the team as well. So I suppose, without obviously, you're disappointed not to have the 3 points, but all wasn't lost down in the kingdom.
No, I think in large patches we played quite well. That kind of first half performance, we probably in the first 15 minutes we didn't take our scores, had a lot of opportunities, dropped short and hit wide and hit the post and bits and pieces like that. But at the tail end of that first half, we put Kerry under serious pressure, and we felt confident even at half time that if we held it together, we would come away with a result. But like you said at the start, goals just what cost us. Goals win games, and Kerry got that second goal at a vital time, and I think that was the difference in the game, really.
Yeah, and again, we've said this before when we've talked. Every game has been competitive. It's just bar Meath, we were just the wrong side of results. But again, you're picking out little blooms going along. Emma Rini there starting last day, getting 3 points. Andrea Trill involved in the action. Niamh Dibley as well getting involved. Marta Bannock there too as well. So while you are missing a lot of players that the previous management had in 2023, there's a good championship squad, I suppose, Daniel, coming together.
Yeah, exactly. Look, I probably lost count of the amount of debuts that we've given throughout the league campaign, and I suppose in some cases it's been re-debuts as well for girls that maybe stepped away from the county scene for a number of years. So, that's a huge positive for us that we've nearly rebuilt, probably not true, I suppose our own situation, that a lot of players have stepped away, but we've brought a panel together. We've given them a good level of experience in club league games, or sorry, in county league games, and it can only do those players really well in relation to getting a bit of experience with blue jersey on at senior level. So, you have to be happy with that aspect of it, that we've gelled together, we've offered up a lot of debuts, and we've been very close in games, losing a few games by a point or so, and just certain decisions kind of going against us as well, that we felt maybe on another day would go right for us. So, there's a lot of positives to take from the season so far.
How important, Daniel, is it to stay in Division One? I know you said before that it's not the end of the world if you were to drop down, but now that we're in this situation, how important a fixture is this, especially with the Connacht Championship only less than a month away?
Yeah, look, it's important. It's kind of, I suppose, the way the fixtures have fallen and everything else that, we're still talking about league action when possibly it should have been over, and you're reaching that closer situation with Mayo in the Connacht final on the May 12th. So, it just adds a little bit of spice to it as well, in that it's a winner takes all. And for me, it's more of a championship game than anything else. And it's a good view of where we're at and where we want to get to for that Connacht final. I said it already. I mean, if things go against you, they go against you. It's not the end of the world in relation to staying in division or not. But at the same time, we're not going to go out against Waterford and say, let's just fold over and we play Division Two football next year. We want to stay in division. We want to get the win against Waterford, and we wanted as a kind of stepping stone to going into that Connacht final as well.
And I promise I'm going to zone in on Waterford now after one more question, just as the risk of going ahead, as we're talking about championship panels. Are we nearly locked in with this squad now, Daniel, that we're going to have for the summer? Like, we know it was players that have walked away already. We've touched on one or two, and there's obviously some big names. Louise Ward would come to mind now, for example, from Kilkerran Glenburn, that aren't there at the moment. Is there any chance any of those will be back in before the Connacht Championship, or is it now pretty much we're locking in the 2024 squad?
Nearly there. Look, Louise is has come back into training with us. She's obviously been dealing with a number of injuries, a lot of miles on the clock. But she is a valuable player to go away, and has been for many, many years. We've given her as much time as possible to get things right for herself. We're delighted that she's kind of come into the group and is starting her, I suppose, our fitness work with the group. And the aim is probably championship football. If everything goes right for her, that she's available for championship football, and that would kind of be the final piece within the championship panel, if you like, for us, and a big boost for everybody, I think.
It's great news to hear regarding Louise there in particular. Let's go back to Waterford, as we promised. As you've touched on as well, I've touched on, this might be officially a league match, but it's set up. Regardless of the circumstances coming into the game, it's set up, do or die. This is championship, and I suppose, Daniel, forgive me for saying, probably a bit of bite based on how this game has dragged out for the last few weeks.
Yeah, exactly. Look, I suppose there's been a bit of frustration, probably for both sets of players and management in relation to the game not going ahead. Obviously, we had plans post league that we had to make quite a few changes to. Players have had committed to certain things as well, and have had to cancel them too, at their own cost. So it's been a frustrating number of weeks, I suppose, in relation to this fixture. But the key thing for us is that we don't bring that into the game situation. We turn up for the job in hand, and there's no point thinking about the what ifs and maybes over the last number of weeks. We just need to get our head down and play our football.
Because it is a very dangerous opponent in Waterford. They probably don't get considered among the other counties based on the fact that they rarely, only a few sporadic quarterfinal appearances. But we've seen them sit in the long grass before. We've seen them beat Cork, who have ended up being relegated now this season too. And like even the last day, their game against Mayo, they were only 3 points the wrong side of that result.
Yeah, I suppose, look, they've been similar to ourselves in that, they had the one win against Cork, and had a number of losses, but those losses were, 2-3 point losses in most games. So they've been close, similar to ourselves. They've been close. I mean, the wrong side of a few results. They're certainly a team we respect. They're a team that play a certain style of football that works for them and works for the individuals within the group, and we're aware of it. We've seen the game tape. We know we need to prepare ourselves for a really tough battle.
We mentioned earlier on, we're talking about Kerry, the goals. The last day, Lauren McGregor was the goal scorer, but like in Katie Murray, Clodagh Carroll, Mairead O'Brien, even Kellyanne Hogan, if we go back to midfields, there's some strong players. Waterford have had a few changes to their squad as well, but they still have some strong players that are going to test your defence again.
Yeah, exactly. Look, the Murray sisters have been there for quite a few years. Fantastic players, great carriers of the ball. Talk about Kellyanne Hogan, manager UC, or sorry, not manager, a captain of UCC this year. You know, a very strong midfielder that shows up with a number of points, and Lara McGregor, like you said, has got a couple of goals against Mayo the last day. They were Brian that got has got 3 goals, I think, in the league too. So, you know, they have players that can hurt. They have a tendency to get goals in games, and that's, you know, that's something we need to be aware of. We need to shut up shop and ensure that we don't give them early opportunities to get scores, particularly the goals.
And the one thing is, both Daniel, on your own side of things, the players are so used to playing with each other. There has been tweaks in the team as you've gone through the campaign. Some players have an opportunity, no doubt there'll be further tweaks there as well. But at least they're going in like, you know, comfortable with each other, knowing the challenge that's there. And while it mightn't necessarily be Lauren McGregor this day, it could be someone else. That's again the challenge for your players to continue maintaining that standard and cutting out, I suppose, any lapses that allow teams gain for cheap goals.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's the case. You know, I think against Kerry, the couple of goals that we conceded were probably a basis of individual errors and I suppose situations where maybe we just switched off for a half a second. And in Division One football, senior football, you know, you're going to get punished for a situation like that. And Kerry are a team that you know, are probably fighting for the double this year. Very, very strong. Are very steady in how they set up, and when they get situations like that and punish us, it's very difficult to come back into it, and that was the case. I think after the first goal, we had plenty of time to get back into the game. We did. We pushed on. It's just that when that second goal went in, it was a case of you know, really trying to push up the field, and we probably opened ourselves up a little bit, and that's where Kerry got the extra couple of scores to ensure that they got the results. So, you know, we're very aware that, you know, with goals and the goal potential that Waterford have, that we need to ensure individually and as a group that we protect the house.
It set up nicely. Hopefully the weather is kind to us there as well. And as you said, both teams will be going to battle. I'm not even going to ask you what type of game you expect. Finally, Daniel, any injury concerns of note?
No injury concerns at the moment, thankfully enough. We got through the Kerry game pretty much unscathed in relation to players, and you know, it's good that I suppose the likes of Andre has got a little bit of time in as well. Charlotte Cooney is training quite well for us as well in recovery from her injury, and you know, Shailene Trill as well, a player we lost at the Armagh game, is working our way back too. Probably it's too soon for this game, but you know, it's good to have these players kind of on the fringes on the way back, similar to Louise as well. So things are looking positive in relation to that aspect for us, for sure.